Visiting Teaching Message. Marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God. Teach the scriptures and statements that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Bear testimony of the doctrine. Invite those you teach to share what they have felt and learned. Why is marriage between a man and a woman ordained of God? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, verses 16 and 17. They twain shall be one flesh, and all this that the earth might answer the end of its creation, and that it might be filled with the measure of man according to his creation before the world was made. Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President. We believe in the formation of eternal families. That means we believe in getting married. We know that in the great premortal conflict, we sided with our Savior, Jesus Christ, to preserve our potential to belong to eternal families. What Latter-day Saint women do best, stand strong and immovable. Liahona and Ensign, November 2007, page 110. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Two compelling doctrinal reasons help us to understand why eternal marriage is essential to the Father's plan. Reason 1. The natures of male and female spirits complete and perfect each other, and therefore men and women are intended to progress together toward exaltation. Reason number 2. By divine design, both a man and a woman are needed to bring children into mortality and to provide the best setting for the rearing and nurturing of children. As men and women, as husbands and wives, and as church leaders, one of our paramount responsibilities is to help young men and women learn about and prepare for righteous marriage through our personal example. As young women and men observe worthiness, loyalty, sacrifice, and the honoring of covenants in our marriages, then those youth will seek to emulate the same principles. As we consider the importance of our personal example, do you and I discern areas where we need to improve? Marriage is essential to His eternal plan. Liahona, June 2006, pages 51 through 52 and 54. Ensign, June 2006, pages 83 through 84 and 86. What is my responsibility? Because I know that marriage is ordained of God. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Let us consider actions that would strengthen a marriage. To appreciate, look for the good in each other, and sincerely pay compliments to one another. Suggestion number 2. To communicate. Couples need private time to observe, to talk, and really listen to each other. They need to cooperate, helping each other as equal partners. My third suggestion is to contemplate. Frequent participation in temple service and regular family scripture study nourish a marriage and strengthen faith within a family. Nurturing Marriage, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, pages 37 through 38. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Through your obedience and continuing faith in Jesus Christ and your understanding of the whole plan of happiness, even if important parts of it aren't fulfilled in your life now, they will be yours in the Lord's due time. I also promise you that you can have significant growth and happiness now in your present circumstances. As a daughter or son of God, live whatever portion of the plan you can to the best of your ability. The Joy of Living the Great Plan of Happiness, Ensign, November 1996, page 75. End of the article. Visiting Teaching Message, Marriage Between a Man and a Woman is Ordained of God,